the U.S. mercantilism is begetting more mercantilism from the rest of the world, right? And emboldening the United States is really imploring every country in the world to look inward. And what we didn't really see last year was a lot of retaliation, right? Higher and higher tariffs, not accelerating. What we saw instead is countries looking inwards and saying, wait a minute, no one can afford to rely on exports. The U.S. is the biggest trade deficit country. It doesn't want a bigger and bigger trade deficit. China is at everyone's heels, becoming more and more competitive. Once supply chains have been weaponized, nobody can afford to ignore those vulnerabilities. Everybody needs to spend to deal with that. And once the U.S. security umbrella has been shaken as it has been, no one can afford not to be worrying about defense and national security. So you're seeing these pressures turn into really what are multi-year commitments to be spending down these paths. Infrastructure, national security, rare earths. These are multi-year commitments. And importantly, they're coming from what are often been historical net savers. Countries like Germany, Korea, Japan, that have historically exported capital because there wasn't really a need for it inward, have instead really needed to kind of raise the returns on what can be generated internally, try to keep the capital inside instead of sending it out. So these are both important drivers for what we see for global growth and inflation, as well as important cross-border capital drivers that are determining kind of which countries, what the relative pressures are.